Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
Whew, there we go.
There it is, dude. We made it.
Finally.
Yes. Oh, I just noticed your post. Well, they can't see it on camera. What? Never mind. I noticed your Godzilla poster.
It's cool. Dude. A whole new redesign in here.
I haven't been here in, it feels like all year, but.
Mostly.
It's
been before the New Year's. I think, December 31st or some shit we recorded?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And it was a gay good time, and now we're back, baby.
And now we're back, dude. New year, new us.
Yeah. I'm doing gay stuff.
What are you doing that's so gay?
I don't know, man. I'm just saying that, I guess.
Yeah.
People think I'm gay. People assume I'm gay. People assume I'm young. That's been interesting. A lot of black women lately are surprised how young I am. That's
really?
Cool. Yeah.
Why are they surprised? Are they surprised because you look young or that you act like a child?
Both. I think it's both.
They're like, this is an emotionally stunted man. And you're like, I'm actually in my 30s. I'm like, really?
Yeah. They're like, wow. That's really cool. And then they ask how my skin's so not wrinkly.
What do you say?
I say I don't have kids and I don't drink too often. And lotion.
You do drink a lot, though.
What?
You've been drinking a lot lately. I was like, I want to get fucking drunk at this place.
I know, it's not happening.
I'm getting fucking hammered.
We went to a party and I didn't drink at all.
But you did drogas.
No, it was everyone else but us.
You took shrooms and then you got behind the wheel of a car.
That's okay. This means nothing.
You took shrooms and then
drove crazy on the highway.
Not really.
No.
But it was not enough to make you trip.
No, it wasn't either. I just was up super late that night pondering my life.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lawrence Reese, for that.
Mm.
You
took a black guy's drugs.
I know.
Very dangerous.
It's probably why I didn't hit as hard.
Yeah, they were watered down.
If it was crack.
Careful.
Anyway, Lawrence is cool. That was a wild party, too. Not even a wild party, just the amount of how casual the party was and also how casual cocaine was being thrown around. I thought that was fun.
It was just one guy.
Right, but it was how open it was.
One guy who desperately needed friends.
There were people just going up. You'd see these people go up to this Indian kid and they'd whisper to him and he'd be like, no problem, and just pull out a bag of coke.
Yeah.
And a little, what are those? Not a key, but it's a thing for a key.
Like a little spoon.
Dude. He had the whole kit. I liked that.
Most coke heads, it's like a modern thing now.
Well, most people, they have a little setup in the middle.
A little mirror.
Yeah. In the middle of the party, and everyone, surrounds and then goes away.
Kids, they're spoiled. They just don't want to use a good old-fashioned key.
Yeah. I went to a party once where in Vermont, and it was in the middle of the woods, and they were all doing blow. I was just with my friend, and he told me they were doing blow, but he didn't specify it was just a party for blow. So I was there, smoking joints, and everyone else was doing cocaine. I mean, nobody cared about anything else but the cocaine. And there was just a mountain in front of this kid doing it at the table, passing it out. And this kid did it to the point where his eyes, he looked regular, sort of.
His eyes started bleeding.
He looked like he had Down syndrome by the end of the night, and his nose started bleeding. Numerous people at this party's noses started bleeding. And they kept doing coke after.
Yeah, it's probably good coke. They just need a Nutty Pot or something.
I think that's when you know it's good is when your nose starts bleeding.
That's because you're doing it frequently enough. But it's amateur hour if to get a bloody nose.
That's what I was thinking. There was numerous kids there with bloody noses.
Because it was probably their first time doing coke without mommy and daddy around.
It was the only time I realized in my life that you can keep doing. I thought coke had a threshold.
What do you mean?
I did so much. It's like weed. I've smoked too much. I don't need any more.
Coke, that's the whole appeal of coke is that it makes you want to do more coke.
Yeah, I was watching people going, I thought you would OD by this time. You know what I mean? That's
ODing on coke is an old wives' tale.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
It has Nobody to be actually, laced, right?
A lot of these people are all they know is the shit they teach you in DARE, which is bullshit, really, about drugs. Yeah. And it's all fucking scare tactics. And what they don't tell you in DARE is the important things. They're like, why do you smoke cigarettes? And like, they're like, you smoke cigarettes because it makes you look cool. And like, that's not the case. It's because you get a nicotine high the first time you smoke, and you get like this like kind of like euphoric feeling when the tobacco hits, and you're like, oh, this is fucking great. And then it's like not until like it's like 10 years later and you realize like, oh shit, like this does nothing for me anymore. And you get like those diminishing returns, but they don't want to tell you that. Instead, they have like some idiot pig cop telling you like, yeah, you smoke cigarettes because they make it look cool. It's like, no, looking cool is a side effect of fucking smoking.
Right.
You originally smoke because you need like relaxation. It relaxes you. You get a good buzz. But they can't tell you. You can't actually sit a child down and be like, well, this will make you feel like that. Like, weed will make all food taste great. It will make the shittiest fucking movie seem amazing.
Yep.
And it will make these boring fucking losers you hang out with seem fucking cool. And that's why you hang out with like so many fucking douchebags as a fucking teenager, where they're like, you know, it's like, oh, I'm hanging out with this fucking guy who I don't even like, but he can give me this thing that makes me happy.
Right.
And that's like what it is. And that's like with coke, they use the scare tactic of like, oh, well, yeah, you could fucking have a heart attack and die because no one can deny coke is fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. It's the best thing on earth. Not enough that I would do it from an Indian guy at a party. But I would say, like, if I had coke here, I'd do it. But I like doing coke by myself. Coke is a good solitary drug. All drugs are actually good solitary drugs.
If you're strong.
Yeah. And like, even if you're fucking weak, just ride it out. Like, I've done acid by myself and I wanted to kill myself, but I'm like, I just got to ride this shit out. Mm. You have to be aware of it. Like, when I'm on acid, it's like, you have to understand, it's like, okay, this is a temporary thing. My brain's not really melted. Like, nobody, like, there are people that are like, oh, he went crazy from too many drugs. Like, no, he was fucking crazy to begin with.
Right.
The drugs expedited something. But really, like, if you go to therapy and if you drink enough water and just have like a basically a decent mental state to begin with, you'll be fine.
Right.
It's like all these fucking dare old wives tales of like, oh, the boogeyman of drugs.
Yeah.
But really, like, the fucking worst drugs around are the education system in America. Which will fucking convince you, like, if you're basically like are confined to a place for 8 hours a day and do exactly what you're told, you'll
fulfilled your life.
You'll be fulfilled in life. And then like there's these people like myself and like most people in my generation that were told that as kids, like, well, you know, you fucking work hard and you go to college and you get a degree and you'll get a job. And then I got out of college and like the only job I could find was at a coffee shop. And I'm like, why the fuck did I go to college for this when my managers and every single manager I had at a coffee shop was a fucking grade A idiot? Because you're a fucking loser if you've been a manager at a coffee shop. And I'm saying that as somebody who made it all the way to assistant manager. And I was like, I'm an assistant manager. But it's fucking useless, dude. And it didn't help me in my life. It didn't help me in my fucking career. I didn't make progress in comedy until I quit my coffee shop job and like invested myself fully into doing comedy. And it's and you know, like, you don't even need to go. If I could tell kids anything, if I could go back in time, I'd kill my parents, because like they were the ones that gave me all of this shit where it's like, you need a goddamn job, you need to fucking work hard, and it's like, you need to not do drugs.
Yeah.
And like, those are all the things that like did not help me, and like, they wonder why I don't want to visit them. It's like, you fucked me out of like the fucking best years of my life. Yeah. Like, I should have quit my coffee shop job like within the first like 4 months, but I didn't. I stuck through it for like 3 years.
Same thing with me and my grocery store job. When I was like, I hate this job. They're like, well, stick with it until you find something else. And I was like, I didn't tell them this, but I'm like, I sell weed. I don't really need to do this. And I should just,
quit. Like, I wish
I should have been I should have been the real plug, dude.
Yeah, you should have just like told, like, you know, it's like, well, you can't stand up to your parents.
No.
But now look at them. Like, they're just like these fucking old ass fucking people that just want to hang out. It's like, I don't want to.
They don't flush their pee sometimes. Why?
Well, that's like your fucking boomer parents, dude. My mom is like disgusted by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, oh, she's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? You're not going to save any water.
That's what I'm
telling
them.
You don't save anything, dude.
Well, one of them. Yeah, one of them.
Is it your dad or your mom?
It's actually my stepdad.
Oh.
He's doing it.
Damn, dude. He's probably does he watch a lot of CNN?
No, they're pretty red-pilled, actually.
So they watch Fox News?
Yeah.
You know what? You either have a Fox News parent or a CNN parent. I think we talked about this before.
I don't think we have, actually.
Oh, really?
Almost certain.
Yeah, there's two factions. There's CNN parents, and like that's my mom, who like watches Anderson Cooper and that one fucking dyke. What's her fucking name?
Fucking,
Susan something or whatever.
No, it starts with a Leslie...
Who knows?
Whatever. Yeah,
yeah, it's like we don't need to know because we don't fucking get our information from this fucking shit. If I want to get my information, like, I don't even get my information from the internet. Like, I figure, like, if I'm going to find out about it, I'll find out about it. But I'm not going to seek out information. Like, I better know what's going on in the world. Like, now I know California's on fire.
Yeah.
Good, dude. I hope every fucking comic that never booked me in L.A. dies in that inferno, mm-hmm. dude. You heard it here first on Super Selly Joe's, dude.
Yeah. Like, I don't know anyone in L.A. I don't care.
Yeah, dude. Who cares? L.A.'s a fucking cesspool anyway. Yeah. I hope all those fucking pedophiles and sex traffickers fucking burn up in there. Can you imagine that? Like, some fucking Jewish-run studio catches on fire and a bunch of children in chains come running out, finally freed, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, dude. I think. That'd do you nice. Think Pizzagate is real?
You know, dude, the amount of people who don't know enough about it who say that it's not real mm-hmm. proves to me that there's something going on there.
There's something going on. I don't think it's like at a pizza shop, but there's definitely like sex trafficking in like Washington and L.A.
Dude,
and shit.
Dude, the idea that Jeffrey Epstein exists but Pizzagate isn't real is like, I mean,
assuming that like Epstein's the only one. He was like the only fucking one.
Dude, he's the patsy. We know
he
that.
Was the fall guy. If
you
anything.
And I know that.
Yeah, who conveniently committed suicide like the one time. And there's no footage.
No
of
footage.
It.
The guards went on break.
Dude, all this fucking shit, dude. Whatever, it's man. Gay and retarded and not
and Giselle
true.
Played ball, and we don't hear from her anymore.
Yeah, whatever happened to her?
She's in a cushy cell somewhere, dude. Right. She's got Wi-Fi right now.
They probably fucking.
She's watching Mr. Beast.
She probably got extradited to Europe. Another fucking sex trafficker,
yes.
I bet. He just fakes that autism to get...
a lot of people we know in our industry.
Dude, like, that's like the hot... Well, let me tell you, the hottest things in comedy right now, faking autism...
Rape.
Being on the gender spectrum, being a rapist, and opening your own club. Like, that's the hot thing. Like, remember when it used to just be like a podcast, and now everyone's like, I'm opening a club.
Yeah.
And it's like
or
five
it's a brand.
People.
Instead of just being like, I'm a podcast... I'm a comedian who does a podcast. It's like... Well, I'm not just a comedian. I'm a comedian, but then my brand is my podcast. I got Mert, and it's like, dude, just be funny.
Yeah, that's all you need to do. It's like the one thing people don't want to do is be funny. Like they think it's like they think they cracked like some kind of formula where it's like, oh, I actually can hide my not being funny behind this. And it's all because of Rogan.
Yeah.
You know, Rogan is wildly not funny. And I'll say this on record. Joe Rogan, I will fucking challenge you to jiu-jitsu and I will fucking win, assuming I can bring a gun and a knife and you can only use your hands. Wouldn't that be fucking cool? He tries to put me in a chokehold. I fucking pull out a Bowie knife, jam it right through his giant fucking neck.
But it's like it's like 80s style where you pull out like a thing that you flick it out. It's like, and stick
him. And then like I fucking toss it between my hands to taunt him. Yeah.
Yeah, you do the
and then that fucking butterfly knife. Yeah, the butterfly knife shit, dude. Yes. I do it also and it turns out to be a comb and I like fucking and then I pull out the real knife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are the same height, so
probably.
You
know. I probably tower over that little
Maybe.
Fucking midget, dude.
I think so.
Well, all of that is like from insecurity. Like the more athletic a person is, like the more insecure they are.
Mm.
Anthony Greco, wildly insecure guy.
We love him though.
Matt Maron, not very insecure. Watch out.
We also love Matt Maron, but we like Anthony Greco.
There's an asterisk by that, but yeah.
Right. And Anthony Greco's leagues above Matt
Anthony
Maron.
Greco is a god among men.
Yeah, he's just a handsome guy.
He's a cool guy that has weed, and that's really all we need, dude.
And the universe has tossed him so many L's, and he doesn't frown.
He's still like chill about it.
I know. Believe me, if I was Anthony Greco, I would kill all the people who ever wronged me, even slightly.
I told him
situation.
it's like, oh, you want to fix your brain? I'll fix your brain, and like we do a brain transplant, so his brain is in my body, and then my brain is in his body.
Ooh,
and
that
I
would
can
be
find,
fun.
Damn, I can finally like fucking start beating people up, dude. I go on like a fucking murder rape spree, like immediately.
Mm.
Like the cops try to fucking shoot me, but I like fucking flex my biceps and just deflex it, dude. Oh, I can't wait, dude.
Yeah, that'd
I can't
be fun.
Fucking wait.
I'd hang out with either of you in that scenario.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. Because still. Chill, dude. Although I'd probably be like less chill without my brilliant brain, dude. Imagine that. That's actually hell for Anthony Greco, like to be in my body. So like he knows how to work out, but like he physically cannot. Like it's like his lungs are shit, his liver's shit, everything's shit.
He has long locks now, though.
Yeah, that's true. He has a beautiful head of hair. That's the trade-off.
It's true.
Damn, dude. I don't know, man. We gotta open our own club.
Yeah, dude. Or let's just get autism, dude.
I wish, dude. I fucking submitted to this one guy. This one guy is like, I'm booking comics for a show, a 420 friendly show. I'm like, holy shit, I am a 420 friendly comic. And I sent him a tape. He was like, this is very funny. I book three comics. I need a woman. And it's like, motherfuck, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry I didn't fucking fit the quota, but like, why don't you just book based on funny or unbook the least funny of the three men you have booked and put me on? Because I know it's some of these like fucking like little like fucking, like, let's be honest, like, not funny comedians. Like, it's like a not funny fucking comic that probably is pro-Israel, because that's like the other hot thing.
It's a big thing now.
Dude,
yeah.
I was like fucking joking. I was at a comedian's New Year's Eve party, and everyone was like goofing around, and I was like, oh yeah, I didn't get in at this club. And they were like, why? I'm like, oh, well, I'm pro-Palestine. And like, everyone was like, oh, you're going to fucking joke about that. But I am pro-Palestine. I'm pro-Palestine only because I'm anti-Israel. And I think that's cool to be anti-Israel. Because honestly, everyone that seems pro-Israel seems like kind of a dope. With that stupid little fucking Star of David horse shit. Blue and white, dude. I'm sorry, dude. Those are Christmas colors.
Those are cop colors.
Yeah, those are cop colors. What are you, a fucking cop,
dude? Yeah,
you're
a fed?
Blue and white lives matter. Those are the two things you're not supposed to say.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, dude, is everyone who supports Israel, with all due respect,
is a fucking moron.
They're doing the thing of being like, we were attacked, and it's like, you were attacked. And you're going a little overboard in retaliation.
Yeah, it's like a crazy retaliation, dude. Like, they're like carpet bombing. Everyone's like acting like Netanyahu's a fucking G.
Dude,
he's not a fucking G.
All right, so
he's a J-O-O.
I understand this. If anyone made it this far into listening to this,
they wouldn't. They would turn it off. They would be like, "No, I got to control the media."
It's a little, you know, ironic or whatever.
Is it ironic?
It's coming from Americans, but it's like, yeah, it is. And with 20 years behind us of going, our war's wrong, we get to look at your war and go, yeah, this is wrong too. And you go, what about you? We go, I never supported the Iraq war. I don't support your war.
America's a bad place too, dude. And like, I think it's cool when terrorist attacks happen in America, dude. As long as like I'm not directly affected. But we can't pretend 9/11 wasn't really fucking cool when that happened. Like, if I'm like, I hate America, and I saw that, like, if I was in Europe, and I'm like, fuck America, and I saw 9/11, that's fucking chill. Even as a kid, I was like, damn, I thought I was going to get out of school. I didn't get out of school
on
9/11.
Either. We didn't have the TV wheeled in. They didn't send us home. I went home, and I was like, why is everyone acting weird? Turn on the radio. I'm trying to listen to KC101.
I tried to go. I wanted to go home, and they were like, the safest place for you is at the school. I'm like, I don't want to die with these assholes.
No, I mean, I was just trying to listen to music, and everything on the radio was like, back to New York. And I was sitting there being like, what is going on?
But you were on the East Coast, so it was like more directly affected.
And I'm sitting there just going like, can I listen to Nelly? When's Nelly coming on? When is the new Nelly song going to come on the radio today?
And then like San Francisco was like, oh, what if we might get attacked next? Like, we're not going to get fucking attacked. There's no one's going to fucking... It was all on the fucking East Coast.
Yeah, and they also told... I mean, dude, if you were... Obviously, after 9/11, they constantly told you that like anywhere you lived was going to be attacked next.
Yeah.
Like, wherever anybody lived in the U.S., they were told... They're like, yo, I've heard that they're targeting like...
Topeka,
Shreveport,
Kansas.
You know what I mean? Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yeah, like these like goofy little like nowhere in America. And then like the TSA just went fucking insane.
Yeah.
And now like I have to pay for pre-check, you know, to basically act like I was going to the airport pre-9/11 where I don't have to take off my shoes.
Yeah, dude. I have to flirt with fat black women. And be like, you look beautiful today, don't you? She's like, oh, you're so cute.
Damn, I know certain people that are in the I'm not going to name names because, like, who knows. But, like, they work at the TSA. I'm like, oh, this person's, like, actually, like, retarded.
Yeah.
Like, an actual, like, retarded person. But, like, they think, like, it's bad because it's a job where people think they're making a difference.
Yeah.
And that sucks. It's like, you could be replaced by AI.
Yeah.
Also, like, the number of times I've brought drugs through the airport and the dog has sniffed my bag and just, like, didn't do shit. Because they're not actually, I know like they say they're looking for bombs, but like you'd think like they would like react to like an ounce of weed in a bag, but they don't.
No. Well.
Feisty this episode. God damn, dude.
You'd be autistic.
I had an
dude.
Awful day at work.
I can tell you were hot. I showed up late because of the train. Not my fault. And I said, hey man, sorry. And Joe said, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You said like, yeah, when I came in and I was like, bro.
It was the cherry on top of a shit day. It's never
I'm sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
I know.
It's
I didn't think it was.
it's never you. Yeah. It's always circumstances.
You started this podcast not facing me. You know that? You started like this. You were like, welcome to the pod.
I didn't even say that.
I know. Well, see, all we had to do was rant about the government, dude, and you're back,
baby. All
we had
to do was be a little anti-Israel.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Shit's crazy. Dude, what is the thing about being the fake stuff going on is... Like, I might have ranted about this lately, but the autism, dude, is getting to me lately because, like, people are doing excuses of things I do and saying they're autistic.
Like what?
Like, people will be like, I'll be like, if you ever had an interaction with this person to another comic, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, and I'll be like, they said to me, you're a piece of shit asshole and you're not funny, and they'll be like, oh, dude, they're autistic, and I'll be like... That isn't. That's not a symptom of being autistic.
Yeah, that's not. If anything, it's like what. That's the opposite of autism because it's like how does he know? How does he understand me so well?
And you looked me in the eye, and it's the whole thing
that's
where
not,
I go,
"That's not autism."
Yeah, dude, autism. Like again,
is autism like a lack of manners? Because that's what it seems.
That's what it seems, but autism, dude, is like there's so it's a spectrum. But the people who like say too much or do whatever, that's like the smallest. Amount of that's like the most known autism. Autism can be like nonverbal, like you have genuine, like nonverbal to a point where if certain things happen, you freak out, like you can't use your bodily functions. Some ways, it's just the way it is. Like
I think that's just being a straight up retard, no, my friend.
But you know what I mean? There's certain levels.
It's like oh, I'm autistic. He's like, I'm pretty sure you're just like retarded.
You know what I, there it is.
Yeah,
it is,
dude.
It goes into mental retardation.
Well,
dude,
like
it really
it's like,
does.
It's like, are you actually like, unless you're like in like the special ed bus,
right? But it's like, are you?
Do they still have the special ed bus anymore?
Yeah, yeah, but it's
I don't think so, dude. I bet they fucking
integrated.
Keep them. They keep everyone in the
fucking extended the bus.
Yeah, like they just like it's like now they just like yeah they just have like a regular long bus. All the kids sit. All the cool kids. Did you sit in the back of the bus?
Yeah,
yeah. Of course you sit in the back. Yeah. You can like fucking ride on the back of the seats. Fucking say the N word.
Definitely do that.
Absolutely
dude.
Say the N.
Yeah.
Remember like the bus driver threatened to give you a write up.
Yeah, dude, I almost got written up for standing up on the bus.
But, like, I don't think those write-ups could do anything.
Yeah.
Because, like, they don't fucking talk to the school.
No, it's just your parents get mad. Oh, your parents, you can't take the bus. That's what it is.
Yeah, but, like, who gives a fuck?
To me, that wouldn't have mattered. I'm white.
I would have ridden ridden my bike.
Yeah, but if regular poor parents, they'll get pissed because then they have to, you know, they can't go to work.
Our bus is free. Mm. Are the buses like, or you have to pay extra for the bus? I thought
ours
the buses
were
free.
Yeah.
So it's like, what are you fucking like? It's a free service.
That's really a bus driver just fucking you over, dude.
Well, a bus driver is just like a fuck. Well, you fucked up in life if you're the fucking bus. Damn, we had this one bus driver in high school who was a massive cunt, and like her kid went to the high school.
Oof,
and we're like, damn, dude, your mom fucking sucks.
Yeah, treated
Tatro,
him like shit.
Mrs. Tatro on the bus, dude. What a bitch.
I have a bit about this. You've seen it. Don't all bus drivers, why do they all look that way and act that way?
Because they're fucking meth addicts, dude.
They are. Dude, they're all toothless meth addicts.
They're drug addicts.
That is true. Because you have to get up 4 a.m., ride a bus for 2 hours, then you have a six-hour break. So during that time to stay up with these hours, you're just smoking meth.
Yeah, that's like, they all have like horrible skin.
Yep.
Bad teeth.
They swear.
Scraggly hair.
Too.
They do. I remember like one bus driver would always like smoke a cigarette back when in Kansas. He would like smoke a cigarette out the window waiting for the kids.
That's funny.
And it's
cool.
Like, damn, dude. And it's like he's like an old ass man, probably like, you know. But the buses were always late. My mom would complain about like the buses. Like I'd usually like miss like first quarter because the buses were so fucking late. And it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah. We had a Mr. Jakes. And if you're from Middletown, Connecticut, you know Mr. Jakes. And he was a crackhead, but he was really, really like animated. And he was like ruler-orientated.
Those are the worst kind of meth addicts.
But it was like fun where he was like, yo, if y'all shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down while I'm driving the bus, we ain't got no fucking problems. Y'all stand up. I'm pulling over. I'm making y'all all late. Y'all all can talk to your fucking teachers. And it was shit like that. And we'd just sit there and be like, he just said fuck like 10. We're not even allowed to say fuck. And
right.
And then he'd be like, y'all going to cuss? You're going to cuss. I don't want to hear it. And shit like that. Like, he'd be like, y'all going to do what you're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. but none of that bullshit. If I see y'all jumping, we pull it over. No one's going home on time.
Yeah, I remember, like, when the bus driver would pull off to the side and just wait. And it's, dude, like, what are we fucking paying you
fucking
for,
fucking everyone, dude.
Yeah. It's like, it made it like that. That's what they tried to teach you in elementary school by doing, like, group projects and shit. But all it does is, like, well, I fucking hate people and I can't rely on anyone.
Yeah.
That's the only thing they teach you in that.
Yeah.
It's like, don't rely on anyone.
True. Yeah,
that's all they teach you in school, is that everyone's a fucking idiot except you.
Yeah.
And, like, in many ways, it's like everyone is really just an extension of your own consciousness.
Yeah.
So, like, their lives don't matter.
Right.
You could easily kill them and it would have no effect
exactly.
on you, because they don't have souls. And literally, when you die, all of reality will cease to exist.
True.
Because everyone is just an extension of your own consciousness.
Yeah. And if you're a kid, like, you can probably kill one or two kids and, like, You'll get away with it. You know, you'll
yeah.
be out of jail and all that while you're 18.
Absolutely. They have to let you out when you're... That's
yeah.
what I wish, like, my parents just let me, like, fucking beat people up and get
yeah.
into fight. I wish they let me do that, because I didn't do that. And now, like, I'm an adult and, like, I want to kill people,
yeah.
but I know I'll get in trouble. Like, it's like the one time I get into a fight, I'll probably, like, punch some guy. He falls down and, like, fucking, like, gets concussed and, like, dies of, like, an internal
gets
hemorrhage.
His head on the curb.
And it's like, God damn it, fuck. I should have gotten this out of my system when I was, like, 5.
Yeah.
You know, but then they would have fucking enrolled me in, like, karate or jiu-jitsu or yeah. some shit to, like, work out that aggression. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
like,
and then you're
gay.
Joe Rogan, dude.
I'm the very thing I'm against. This is my own podcast studio. You know, like, everyone's asking, like, where's a good podcast studio I can rent? Like, right fucking
I saw
here.
That before that.
Right
before,
here.
Yeah.
I know that guy.
Yeah. Did you tell him you'd rent it here?
No. He's not allowed here.
No, you don't want that guy in your house?
Fuck no. Absolutely not. And you know why.
Rapist.
Sure.
Right? Probably. You know what's funny I think about lately is, this isn't really funny, but, like, hopefully it doesn't happen to us, like, as in people we know. I doubt this will happen to you. I hope you think this wouldn't happen to me, but there's people right now who we do shows with, take pictures with, whatever, you know, at a party or whatever, that down the line we're gonna have to be like, I didn't know he was raping this whole time.
Oh. Like, I know. I just don't care.
I think about that.
What am I going to do? It's like, hey, well, if you were fucking dumb enough to fall for it, that's on you.
It's what it is. I think about just, like, the people who are, like, doing a little better. You know what I mean? Who are, like, everywhere now. And then down the line, they get accused of something. And then that. All the people who were, like, every night being, like, crushing it, killing it, love this person, just...
They immediately well, like,
it,
like
yeah.
nobody believes what they say on social media. It's all falsities anyway.
Like,
so.
Imagine just, like, everyone years from now is to be like, you know, I should have seen it with Matt Maron, but I did his roasts and I wish I didn't. And it's just hours of them.
You ask to have your shit removed from, like,
exactly.
the CFC website.
That's what I mean. Like, and that is.
Oh, that's like
joke.
Most
it's
of the comics
Matt.
That have gotten,
yeah.
like, you know, projects. They're like, hey, can you take my roast battle off?
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, I'll take it off.
Silly.
And it's, like, dumb. But it's, like, yeah. you got it. Like, no, because, like, nobody really, like, people, like, the, you know, they're like, oh, I believe in saying this and I believe in this and that, but, you know, if you put a certain amount of money, they're like, oh, I guess I don't really believe that as much as I
want.
I
tried telling that to people when the Kill Tony thing was happening. I was like, bro, if you got paid a mm-hmm. fraction of what Tony got paid to do those jokes, you'd do them. And
yeah.
I had people be like, no, I wouldn't, actually. And I know people who wouldn't do that either. And I'm one, and I'd be like,
name 12.
Right. That's what I meant. Oh, what? I didn't even want to argue with the kids because I was like, well, I don't even know you.
Well,
like,
you
know what I mean?
It's, you said kids. They're young and idealistic, well, so they think it's like...
The guys, you know, kids,
yeah, the
whatever.
Fellas.
The fellas. The fellas I was sitting with at a certain new comedy club where I was just like, I don't think you would. And they were like, no, I totally would. And I went, sure, buddy.
No,
what about
right.
my day?
I don't believe that. You know, you want to work at this fucking shitty club instead?
Yeah, dude. Well, the
not
other
Madison
thing,
Square Garden.
The other thing is, like, we, like... Maybe not you or me, but I definitely do. Like, we betray our friends and family by telling jokes about them all the time.
I betray everyone, dude.
Right.
But I do make shit up.
True.
So it's like, and like, so nobody knows what the truth is
right.
and what the falsities are. But it's also like, you know, I don't know. I feel like comics like to do that thing where it's like, we're truth tellers. We're the only ones. We fucking rattle the establishment.
Yeah.
We do this. And then... Whenever they're like, hey, you fucking fucked up and did this, then they say, like, I'm just a jokester. I'm just
yeah.
a goofball. It's like,
you can't
do both. You have to choose. Like,
right.
are you a modern day philosopher or are you the fucking court jester?
Yeah.
And, like, they want to have the best of both worlds, but it's just to deny any accountability
right.
instead of just being straight up like, I'm a fucking goofball. The only I'm every time I'm on stage, it is just to get a laugh, but they want to push an agenda and hide behind it, which is like gay. It's gay and retarded.
It's weird that some people, like, it's not even weird, it's just funny, but some people, like, they don't know how to not get pussy outside of comedy. You know what I mean? Like,
hey, sometimes they don't even know how to get pussy in comedy.
Well, that's a whole nother world of problems you have if you can't do that. But, like, the idea that, it, like, I've always said this. You see that? You ever see someone, like, riding a unicycle? And you go, why the fuck did they do that? And you go, they got laid one time. One time. I'm convinced if you see someone doing something very weird, they got laid doing that maybe one time.
Or they saw somebody ride a unicycle that got laid.
Yeah. But it's all beyond getting pussy. So if you see someone doing something weird, they're just trying to get pussy.
At our base instincts.
Yes.
That's the motivation of everything.
So it's weird to me when I see comics who are like, maybe I got lost in my own point, that are like that have done something like that. Like, oh, I'm actually a truth teller and a philosophizer. And it's like, you were a jokester up until you met a girl afterwards. It's like, I thought what you said on stage the other night was actually like really brave. Yeah. And then you switch your whole persona from I'm a shit talker to I actually really, you know, I really care about what's going on in society. So I actually do this. It's like, no, you just got some pussy.
You
from
don't
a,
even care
a
about
hot
knowing,
chick with some armpit hair. Like, who cares, dude?
Should we move to Europe and just do comedy in Europe instead?
We might.
Because like, it's, I feel like the standards in Europe are like way lower.
It is low. I did pretty well in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I mean, I only did like one real show, but
that's
all
you need.
Yeah, I did really well. Had a good time.
It's in English too. It's like that's the other thing. Europe is like, you know, at least like, you know, London.
Yeah. And we could crush in London.
Yeah, easy, dude. Because like all they do is like, hello.
Yeah.
Little bit of this, little bit of that.
I'll do this. Yeah. You tell the jokes, and then you do an accent for them.
Right.
And we actually, like, if you talk to British people and you say, can you do an American accent, they always do, like, cowboys.
Yeah. That's, like, what they assume.
Howdy.
Like,
yeah.
That's a distinct, I would, and you think, like, they would do, like, more of a New York accent.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's closer to London.
Or what they've seen in movies, like, how many Westerns are they watching?
Oh, like,
they
should do, like, a transatlantic, see?
Yeah. 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 But instead, they're like, howdy, they always go, howdy, cowboy.
And hey, partner.
Yeah. Yeah. What the fuck is this? Because when I do British, I go, like, Cockney, and
they probably think the same thing. They're like, what was he doing that? Yeah. Well, he could be talking like a bit ill from Liverpool.
Yeah.
Instead, he's talking like a Cockney.
Yeah, he's talking like some fucking
hello.
Trash. Yeah,
hello. Oh, can I get a set here? Got a little time at your open mic, eh?
I start talking to them like the black kids talk on Top Boy, the show.
How do they sound?
I'll be like, give me the food. Give me the food, fam. Give me the food.
Oh, he's a black guy. Okay. Black British people, like, fucking, it's crazy.
Yeah. Their slang is all over.
They didn't have slaves in fucking London, did they?
I think they call them.
How are there black people there, then?
That is
like, why? Because, like, let's be, you know, black people in America are usually, like, the descent. Like, they weren't, like, natural black people.
Right, right.
We imported them.
Right.
Through triangle trade.
Yeah.
London, yeah. But London, they never had slaves.
Right.
So how did the black people come from London? If you're a fucking genealogist or a migration expert.
Or a black guy in London.
Yeah.
Let us know,
dude. Ask your grandfather how he got to London.
I know you're going to agree with me on this. I don't even have to ask you. Isn't it crazy? Aren't black people with British accents less threatening?
They seem more human.
Okay.
You know?
Jesus.
It's like, okay. Damn, dude. It's like you know, like, you're like
I should have known it was worse.
I'm not
than
like,
I
you know, it's like that. It's like Coco the gorilla that knows sign language and
Jesus
is nice
Christ.
To a kitten.
You could've
as
picked,
opposed to like the fucking gorillas from Congo.
Could have picked any animal.
It's like Amy the gorilla in Congo. Bad gorilla, ugly gorilla. Amy, good gorilla.
Could have picked like
versus,
mongoose.
Oh, please. Oh, what? Something. Ricky Tikki Tavi versus some
that
other.
That sounds
fucking,
like a slave.
That's the only mongoose I know, dude. Ricky Tikki Tavi. You never read Ricky Tikki Tavi?
I think I did.
Yeah, it was like this mongoose that would fuck up cobras. It was from the Jungle Book, Rudyard Kipling.
Oh, dude, that rules. Oh yeah, I have read that because I had the Jungle Book.
Well, they also had
that.
They made a fucking sick ass fucking cartoon about it. Ricky Tikki Tavi, dude, he fucked up cobras.
Yeah, dude. Black British people though, very
cool.
French black people disarming. Like when you see a black person be like, "Les vous say," you're just like, "The hell is this?"
What?
But it is disarming. The British one, it is crazy how my mind just goes, "Oh, they're more proper." Just without even, there's no racism in here. It's just that happens though. Oh well.
Eh, whatever. Dude.
Never getting on SNL.
You know what we're ever going to, dude? I'm not, dude. Like, honestly, like the window for a lot of things for me is closed now, due to my age alone. So it's like I'm not gonna be on SNL. I'm probably not even gonna be on late night. And if I am, it's like it doesn't even matter because the people I would want to have been on late night for, like Conan O'Brien or David Letterman, even Jay Leno, they don't even do it anymore. I don't want to be on any of these fucking Jimmy Kimmel, dude. His son's fucking sick. He's a loser. Jimmy Kimmel really betrayed his fan base.
How? He's an alcoholic and he never talks about it.
Well, I mean, like, it's not only that, but like, you know, consider like what he did in The Man Show. He made everyone think he was like funnier.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking Jimmy Fallon. He's the alcoholic.
Jimmy Kimmel, I think he's talked about his alcoholism a little bit.
Jimmy Kimmel's the worst one.
Jimmy Kimmel really betrayed, because like he used to do like The Man Show, which was funny, which is like basically this is the modern day man show, you and I. Ziggy zaggy, ziggy zaggy, oi, oi, oi. And then we got like this old ass guy that can like kill a joint in one hit.
Ooh, I like that.
But like, yeah, it's like all of his stuff he did, like girls jumping on trampolines. I remember like one sketch on The Man Show. They went around and like had people sign a petition to end women's suffrage, which is like, of course, the right to vote.
Right.
And it was like very funny because like all these like dumb broads were like, "I'd love to do that." And they got like a woman to fucking do it. And I'm sure he's like apologizing for all of that, you know?
I've heard like third hand source that Jimmy Kimmel's still out there like coke whoring it up.
Yeah, I would explain like how like he's so slim now.
Yeah, like no, for real. I'm 100%. I've heard this from numerous people that when he's like traveling, he hits a strip club and goes wild because he's still got it in him.
He's got the evil,
which is pretty cool. I like that. But see,
I don't should lean into it.
That's what I, dude. That's what I mean. These people, it's so annoying nowadays when people are like, "I'm just a good guy." And then, like, one bad thing comes out about them, and everyone's like, "I can't believe it." It's like, well, don't showboat that you're a perfect guy, because no one is.
Jim Norton got a pass during, like, the Me Too era, where, like, all the comics were being accused of, like, being, like, a sexual deviant or a rapist or whatever.
And he's been so open about
it. And he's, like, open about, like, sex. He's like, "Look, I have consensual sex with sex workers. I love trans women," and now he's married to a trans woman, and like nobody gives him shit for that, because like he's always been very open about who he is.
True,
Jim Norton, you're welcome on the show anytime.
Yeah, true,
you're one of the few people that get a pass.
Yeah, he's a big fan. He's pointed out, because again, fan. He's pointed out that whenever there is like a trans issue and stuff like that, no one not like they should seek him out, but like no one ever comes to him for like his point of view. They always talk to people who are like not even in the world of that stuff. And he's like a big proponent for years. And it's weird that like he's
before
never on like
cool.
a panel or anything. You know what I mean? There's never like, you know, fucking Hannah Gadsby, you know, RuPaul, then Jim Norton on a panel. You know what I mean?
That would be a very interesting. That would actually be the one time I would like listen to Hannah
Gadsby.
Off
the dome, that's a crazy panel. And you know what's weirder? RuPaul is somehow the mediator, you know what I mean, for those two. Wouldn't he be them, whatever they are,
whatever
RuPaul's
dude,
a
who
guy.
Knows dude it's like, well, like RuPaul is a drag queen, so it's like, which is like, you know, it's defined as a man that dresses up as a woman, but now like it's like trans people are doing RuPaul's drag, and it's like, so what is going. And then like, you know, you got like Chapel Roan, who's like this like fucking like little ass fucking girl, but she's like, "Oh, I'm a drag queen too." And it's like, what is it? Like, why you're just dressed up like a fucking goof.
True. Also, if Chappelle Roan knew how much the Fortnite boys play her music while playing, she might have to change a few things.
Yeah, like, fuck us.
Yeah.
Have sex with us, you little minor.
Yeah, I'd make her come.
No, you wouldn't.
I could.
Have you ever made a woman come?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
You just really get in there.
How? Show us.
Show you?
Show us on the doll.
Show us on the doll, dude.
What do you do? Do you do the come here motion? You do the come here motion? Where you put your finger in their pussy and do this?
I do do that. I do do it. That's just the warm up.
Have you ever put your whole hand in a pussy?
No.
You haven't?
No. What? Dude, look at this.
Have you?
Look at, like,
whoa, holy fuck,
exactly.
Dude. You're a fucking animal, dude.
This is insane.
What is that shit?
If a girl was like, "Fist me," I'd be like, what?
You punch
her
in the face.
That's like six. Yeah, she'd have to have a wide box.
Would you ever do porn?
I think we've talked about this. Like if I'm off camera, if I don't show my head,
you would just do like the POV porn.
Yeah,
they strap a little GoPro to your forehead.
No, like performance thing. I'm with a lady now, so I'm not.
Dead. She died in the California wildfires.
I'm really big into porn now, and like no, like do that's the thing. Like to have my face in it, that's like your soul dies with that.
What?
I feel like
porn. Yeah.
All porn stars.
What are you? You're a little Catholic boy.
No, but like all porn stars are hot. Like at first glance, first few years.
Female porn stars.
Right, first few hundred videos or so, you're like, wow, this person's really hot. Over the years, very few porn stars have aged well. Besides Rachel Starr, and we love
Lisa
Rachel
Ann
Starr.
Looks all right.
Lisa Ann looks. She doesn't really do porn anymore, though.
Yeah, she's like more of an influencer.
And she also, you know, she has a little work done.
Well, they've all had work done.
I know.
Dude. They
I
all
know.
Have massive.
Even Rachel Starr, who we love, or I love. I love her. She's had, like, you know, she's had work done where you're like, all right, you had work done, but it's not obvious. You know what I mean? It's not like you can see the cut under her tit, or you see that her lips have grown sizes over the years. You know what I mean?
She looks fit.
Shout out Rachel Starr. We should get her on the pod.
Send her an invite.
I'll DM her, dude. Just for the pod.
Here's our pod. You show her an episode, and she's like immediately blocks.
Yeah, she just blocks me. Yeah, no, I don't think I don't know, man. I don't know if I could even like have the stamina to do porn.
They would give you like drugs to keep your dick hard. That's all. I mean, like that's all these porn stars are on.
Yeah,
they have to be.
That is also why, dude, porn stars age like shit. Because you're like, oh yeah,
the strain.
You should be having fun, but you're doing drugs the whole time. You have to get hard the whole time. It's just, yeah.
I've heard each time you ejaculate, it ages you one day.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Why do I look like this then?
You're probably not jerking off enough.
I've jerked off plenty.
I don't know, dude.
If we looked up the numbers, they're staggering to say the least.
For each time you come, you age one real world day.
It's not true. It's so untrue.
Are you sure? Look it up, dude.
It's like the thing with cigarettes that tell you.
Ah, that's all. That's definitely made up. Cigarettes don't do shit. Like they just do all these arbitrary things. Like I'm sure living in New York City takes 15 years off your life compared to somebody that lives in the fucking country.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you get fresh air out in the country, you walk around more. It's less like there's something about
the air's
like,
better.
Yeah,
hands down,
everything's better. Like the fucking subway will give you cancer for sure,
bro. This fucking subway.
Subway will give you cancer. Now with congestion pricing, it's going to be worse than ever because more people aren't going to fucking ride into Manhattan. They're going to take the subway. Like Kelly takes the subway every morning. She's like, it's packed now.
Oh, it's brutal, brother.
Yeah, it's out of control.
Brother?
I don't even leave Brooklyn anymore.
I know you don't. You don't
There's
listen
no
to
reason.
Show.
There's no reason to fucking...
Or I drag like, you to a party.
Even if it's like
coke.
That, dude. And like, I didn't even want to go to that party.
Dude.
I hate doing shit.
I know.
I hate doing shit. I think what's the point of doing shit? We're still gonna die.
That's sort of true.
Yeah, there's no reason to do anything, folks. It's over. If you're listening to this podcast, just start walking into the ocean.
Yeah, if you have
done.
A loaded gun and you're listening to this podcast, just
but
kill
first,
your family and your then yourself.
But DM us first to know the list of comics we want you to kill as well.
That'd actually be honestly, if you're listening to this and you think and you're trying to get into the serial killer game. Yeah. We'll send you a list. You can easily find these people. And it's not like a homeless person where, you know, you kill them, but there's not a real rush because they're not a real person. Like, this is a real person, and you could easily kill them and probably get away with it.
Here's a venue we want you to walk into with a bomb strapped to your chest. Shout, Alu Akbar, Super Sully Joe's Forever.
Yeah.
And then, like, press the detonator.
Yeah.
Would you ever do that? Have a bomb strapped to your chest?
I mean, if it was like just for fun, yeah. Like this could go off, but I don't know if
no,
I'm
it will.
Do
it will definitely.
It's
go
definitely
out.
Going
I
off.
Kill people.
Like that chick who got the retarded guy and put the thing on his neck and he blew him up.
Was that in real life?
Yeah, it was in real life and a movie, but it was in real life.
Wait, you're talking about that guy who was like, "I'm going to kill myself," and then like the woman was like, "Do it, do it."
No, these women, this woman and her husband, ordered pizza. And then they kidnapped the pizza man and they put a bomb vest on his neck or like a collar on his neck. And he had to go commit a bank robbery and he tried to, but he's retarded. So he showed up and is like, hey, I have a bomb on my neck and it's going to blow up. I'm gonna rob this bank, or it's gonna blow up. And everyone just left, and the cops showed up, and we're like, dude. And he's like, yeah, it's gonna blow up. Like, I need to rob the bank. I'm sorry. And they were like, all right. And he's like, it's literally about to blow up. I don't know what to do. And they're like, just like sit on the ground. He's like, it's about to blow up, and it just blows. It's on video and everything.
Whoa, that's awesome.
Just nukes his whole chest and everything.
Did they find the woman who did it?
Yeah. It's a documentary.
Oh, I think I've heard about it. Yeah. I never watched it. That would suck, dude. Imagine, like, dude, nobody wants to be a fucking pizza delivery boy.
Dude, and to be just like, it's, I've been a pizza delivery guy. Like, that's, your days are already so shitty. Like, I watched that and was like, this dude, I've never felt
I
more
pressed
sympathy.
The detonator myself, yeah, dude.
But I've
blow
never felt
up.
More sympathy for a guy where I'm like, this dude's just trying to, like, what the fuck? He's just, and he's retarded.
Like, was he actually retarded?
He wasn't all there.
I don't want some retard fucking handling my pizza, dude. I'm going to order that shit for pickup. I don't want you fucking drooling all over it.
He wasn't.
I open it, a fucking slice is missing. Like, and I'm like, what is it? I don't know, it's missing. Yikes, that sucks, yeah. Dude. Damn, that's fucking chill, though. That's chill to die.
Yeah.
To die is to...
I want to, there's two ways, there's like three ways I want to die. I want to die like Chev Chelios in Crank, or Jason Statham in Crank.
He died in Crank?
Well, in the first one, when you think dead.
Oh, he did that thing where his heart stopped beating or some shit. Well, I never watched Crank.
What?
You like him? I watch, if I'm going to watch a Jason Statham film, I'm going to watch Snatch.
That's a great one.
That's the best.
Oh, yeah, that is him. Yeah. He doesn't even, that's like Jason Statham before he's Jason Statham.
Before he got on the roids and tried to reinvent himself as like an action star. He was like a proper British actor.
Yeah.
In
that movie, he doesn't even really fight in that movie. Like, there's that scene when the boxing match gets out of control, but he doesn't, like...
He doesn't, you know. It's all Brad Pitt.
He's great in that movie, too.
Brad Pitt's awesome, dude. Yeah.
They're all great in that movie.
Yeah, it's a fucking all-star movie. The official movie of Super Sully Joe's.
Turkish is just one of the boys in that movie, too. He's just like, Tommy, we're trying to get... He's just like a scumbag boxing promoter.
Turkish is great. Bricktop is awesome.
Bricktop's a great... Great villain, dude. Yeah.
Even a villain?
He's the antagonist. He's the nemesis.
Nemesis.
Remember,
you know the definition of nemesis.
Yo, it's so good. I love that. The pig scene.
The pig scene. So, you know, I hence the term greedy as a pig.
So always be wary as someone who is a pig farmer.
Yeah.
Who owns pigs or is a pig farmer.
That's
so
why, like, in that American Dad where the guy fell into the pig pen and gets
eaten
just
by right
the
away,
pig.
Just
yeah.
gets eaten.
It's like, damn.
What do you want, my friend? Yeah, man. British gangster, Jason Statham. What was the thing?
Crank, about
Crank.
How he died.
Dude, so his heart fails, but he jumps out of a helicopter and snaps the bad guy's neck. But at the end, he makes a phone call to his lady, but then he falls out of a helicopter over L.A. and just... like, you know, skyrockets into the street below. And that's how I want to die. I want to die like a human missile, or I'm old, and I mean, my lady who I'm with now is younger than me, so if I'm 80 and we're having sex and I die, that'd be great.
Well, do you still want to be with her, or would you rather be with
She'd
a
be
new 70. 20-year-old?
So maybe if she dies...
You
want
to have your ideal fantasy is to die having a 70-year-old.
Right. Well, if she's dead, I have sex now with another young girl.
You could probably have sex with, like, I'm sure they have fucking good sex robots by the time you're 80.
Maybe. Or prostitution's legal and I can just buy a hooker.
Well, prostitution's always legal if you don't get caught.
Yeah, legal.
Yeah, like where you can, like, go to a dispensary, a prostitution dispensary.
It's like Australia, yeah.
Is it legal in Australia?
Yeah.
Probably because of all those fucking animals that could kill you, so it's like, might as well have a little fucking taste.
In
Nevada, it's legal.
Yep. Or,
Should we go to Nevada?
We should, just to get hookers.
If I go to Vegas, like, that's... Like,
I think Kelly and my lady will be cool with it, dude.
I think they're okay. We just won't tell them.
Well, we'll be like, it's legal.
It's for a bit.
It's legal. And yeah, it's like, oh, we're going to go to Amsterdam and not smoke weed and go to the red light district? Get the fuck out of here.
Weird.
Why don't you grow up?
At least have him play fucking Mario Kart with
us. It's a part of the culture out there, too. Like, we're cultured men. We're philosophizers. And we go and we have to tell jokes. How are we going to tell jokes about hookers in Nevada if we don't experience it? Anyway, I think it's a noble cause.
Prostitution?
For the bit.
Oh, having sex with a prostitute.
I want it to be like the scene in Rush Hour 2 where you go and they're like, all right, you can pick
you
all
pick.
The women. Yeah. And then one of them does the
thing.
I like that scene.
What about the scene in, do you ever see Man on the Moon?
No.
And like, there's one part where like Andy Kaufman goes to a brothel and he's like, "I'll take you and you," and he just like takes these two disgusting looking prostitutes up to his room. But it's like, ideally, you'd want a beautiful prostitute.
Yeah, dude. You want, honestly, you could probably in this day and age just like if you have enough social grace or whatever, you could probably DM a porn star and negotiate like prices.
That's like, yeah, Lisa Ann was saying how like she follows like, you know, NBA players, and if they follow her back, like they'll set up like, you know, appointments and whatnot.
She's a hooker. Yeah.
Yeah, they're all hookers. They're all hookers. Dude. They're all whores.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but just say you are.
You got a skill, use it. Yeah. You know, it's like you have like a limited window of opportunity to do that.
Dude, if I had like dough like that, I would definitely do that at least once.
I'd invest it.
I'd hit up Audrey Bitoni, Ace, or Rachel Starr. Honestly,
I would invest it, and I would open up my own fucking cat house.
I would do the girlfriend package too. Like, I would want Rachel Starr to like be nice to me.
I'm like, how much do I have to pay to for you to marry me?
Yeah, that too. You got to do that.
They call that one the bridal shower.
Yeah, I think I could get. I bet you I would hit it. I would do well enough on the first date where they'd at least give me a discount the next time.
Oh, come on. Get over yourself.
I'm just fun,
dude.
Hang, Joe.
You think this one really likes me, dude. Get out of here, dude. Oh, the barista. She remembered my name. I got a fucking shot.
Ooh, speaking of which, dude, I went to the pastry box today. And I'm on a first name basis with the owner now.
What happened to that fucking...
Tony?
No, what happened to the fucking chick you would get a chicken from?
I haven't been to that Checkers in like so long. Yeah, you moved. I know.
Samira.
Samira?
For Samira. I don't know.
It was shut.
She would always give you like five pieces instead of three.
Samira. Yeah, she ruled, dude.
Samira. Rest in piss.
I think it is Samira. Samira ruled. And she was clearly, wasn't from this country.
She was a refugee.
Not legally.
She was a refugee.
And she was really nice. And she always gave me, well, most of the time. Sometimes I'd show up and she'd be like, "You haven't been here in a week or so. I'm giving you regular." Mm. And it hurt me, but I loved her.
You eventually, like, you drifted apart.
Yeah, there's nothing I could do, dude. Now I got bakeries on the docket.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you moved. Yeah. You're elsewhere now.
And now I live near my favorite bakery, and now I'm...
I think there's a pretty good taqueria in your area, too.
What, Bushwick Tacos?
No, some other place. Like,
name
something
it.
Something Tacos.
And I'll go, dude. Oh, I think I know... Fuck.
Something
is
Tacos.
Is it Illegal Tacos?
No,
because that's near me, too. It's called Illegal Tacos.
Yeah, I think it's off, like, it's off Bushwick.
Ah. Myrtle Wyckoff.
Yeah, it's off the Myrtle Wyckoff L, because that's the stop I used to get off on, and I would place the order for pickup on the train, so I'd get off the train, and I could just walk directly there, and it was ready, and I would just take it home.
Honestly, bro, if you can remember that, because I was going to get tacos tonight, so
I'll figure it out.
Before I leave tonight. In fact, oh, dude, we're doing good.
What time are we
almost
at?
Done. We got another 10
fucking
minimum.
Few, dude. We didn't know if we were going to pull it off.
I know, we really didn't. Well, the way we started, I was like, we're going to end 5 minutes in because Joe's going to be like, fuck this. I don't even want a fucking podcast tonight.
I don't
want
to do anything, dude.
I know.
No, it's never you, Sally. Relax.
I
know.
No, I, dude, I tell people all the time, I go, if I didn't do stand-up, I wouldn't have social media. I wouldn't go out. I would just go home.
There's no reason.
I would watch TV, smoke crack, stare out the window, wonder who's coming for me, and then go about the rest of my life.
I'd love to. Yeah, get rid of my social media, but it's such like a necessary evil. Dog. Because like, where else would I get rejected from, you know, performing?
Dude, for the first 6 months of comedy, I didn't have an Instagram. I just didn't have one. And someone was like, "You don't have Instagram?" I go, "No." They're like, "Dude, you're missing out." And I was like, "On what?" And they go,
"Nobody has an answer,
bro."
I mean, like, you have a Facebook though.
Wasn't enough, dude.
It's all the same, dude. Wasn't it's all enough. Owned by Meta, dude. Like, I know. We should streamline it. At least, like, we can be racist on fucking Facebook again.
Yeah, it's fun.
Isn't that funny? Like, you know, Trump invited all, like, the social media fucking people to Mar-a-Lago, and then, like, they all come out, and they're like, all right, fucking, you can do whatever. Like,
we're having more fun somehow?
He's pretending it's like a... Zuckerberg's pretending it's like a free speech pivot, like... to preserve it, but like it's like it's still stupid. Like it's same as like what they do on X, where like, oh, we fact check you, but anyone can like write any kind of fucking fact check.
This is the thing with those companies specifically, especially like Twitter, X, whatever. If they cared so much about the free speech, yada yada, why did they sell it to Elon Musk You know what I mean?
A foreigner.
Like, that's the bottom line I never understood about this whole Twitter thing. It's like they sold it to him. If Jack Dorsey and that Indian bitch cared so much about the country and the world and how people perceive speech and how people stay in contact, they would have dug their heels in and said, no, we're not selling it to a fucking idiot.
Right.
But they did. And look what happened. And they're nowhere to be seen except every once in a while they show up and go, well, we did what we did, and, you know, it's not, we're not bad people. And you're whatever, you're just as bad as them.
I mean, like, it's like any, they did what business people do.
They actually are not business people.
They sold a product, they built up a product, made it profitable, and then sold it for a profit and got out. Like, that's all, like, businesses are all about. Like, there's a lot of companies that will, like, oh, here's a fledgling business, we're going to buy it, improve it, and then sell it to another mega company.
Exactly.
It's the American thing. It's just like they sold it to the person who paid them. Because like Elon is dumb and he'll pay like whatever because he has no concept of money. Because he grew up rich.
Yeah, he also doesn't need the money. That dude literally, like, people are like, he's losing money on X. It's like it doesn't even affect his.
It doesn't matter. It's like he doesn't make money off of it. It's not about making the money.
It's just a decimal point on his taxes at the end of the year.
It's all tax, right? He doesn't pay taxes.
You know what I mean?
Same with Bezos. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like none of them pay. Like at least.
And we barely know what we're talking about, but we're still right.
We know enough. Yeah. We know enough. It's like you have to be I don't understand like why, you know, people, there's still like this hero worshiper on Elon Musk, and it's just because he's rich. Like, they pretend like everything he does is cool. Like, nothing he does is cool.
It's so
gay. He doesn't
even
play cool video games.
No, he sucks.
He never plays Grand Theft Auto 5.
Nope.
You're a fucking... If you don't play Grand Theft Auto 5 at least once in your life, you're a fucking loser, dude. Like, straight up. It's on every single fucking platform, dude. It's a great game. You can get high in the game. You can fucking kill people. You can kill cops, which is awesome.
Honestly, when people say dumb... Like, Joe Rogan... Did you see the... I mean, not like you had to, but I watched it. Did you see when the guy who made Doom went on Joe Rogan?
John McCormack, but the other...
Like one of the developers.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's John Romero and McCormack.
Okay.
McCormack's the one who got into AI afterwards. He doesn't do id Software anymore. Oh.
Well, one of them was on Rogan, and he's just talking about like the game. And Rogan, at some point, it's like an infamous clip and everything, is like, yeah, this game sounds great. I bet you're going to... It's going to sell great. It looks like a lot of fun. It just seems like a big waste of time for a lot of people. And he was like, what do you mean? He's like, video games are just a waste of time. You know, they provide nothing for you mentally. There's no beneficial part of the human experience that's through video games. And the guy was like, I completely disagree. And he's like, no, I used to play video games. And he's like, well, yeah, you did. But he's like, do you also realize though that like, and he just laid it all out. He's like, the video game isn't just a waste of time. It's like it's a source of entertainment. There's art that goes into it. People like have communities across this. And all Rogan could be like is like, yeah, it sounds like a big waste of time. And you're like, bro,
it's so annoying. I'm glad Rogan thinks that because we don't want his loser fan base playing these fucking games.
That's
it's
true
not
too.
For them.
Well, it's
we don't need that culture co-opting into something pure like gaming.
It's like, dude, also like, people can think that just because it's not beneficial to the human experience, you don't physically feel it. It's not, it doesn't grow your intelligence. It's like, neither does like
jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, it's like that shit's
or
so,
hunting. Like, you need to fucking hunt in 2025.
Well, I'm not even saying those don't. It's just like that. You can easily say the same thing about video games.
You can say it about anything.
Yeah, that shit.
About
it's like,
anything.
It's just as fucking retarded.
Right.
And it's like, well, it's actual manly. It helps your body. It's like, yeah. I try to explain this to we'll just use her name because we've used Alexis Ramirez. Try to explain this to her.
Love
like,
of your life.
The love of my life, Alexis Ramirez. Tried explaining, like, you do realize I play video games with my boys because we have fun. It's not like I don't need to play video games. I'm playing it because I'm playing it with them.
Well, that being said, you do need to play Fortnite soon because you got to unlock the Godzilla skin.
Get Godzilla skin.
Comes out next week.
But it's also the thing of, like, I explained that to someone I was dating at the time. Like, yo, I am playing with these guys because I've been living in New York a year. I've never really had a
friends.
Group of friends to hang out with. I mean, I've had friends.
You have
but
no friends.
We have
nothing.
No real sense of community.
Right.
And I want to do that, and I want to hang with the boys. And you can tell that to a woman you're sleeping with, but then the next morning when you actually play video games with your boys, they don't like it. That's why
shit.
I like my current girlfriend, because she doesn't care at all.
Yeah, like what you need. Because she understands.
She gets it.
Same way Kelly understands. It's like, okay, as long as he's playing these video games, he's not bothering me.
That's
so
true.
I can do my own shit.
Another thing, the reason why I really love my current girlfriend, is she plays video games too, and we'll play them together.
Uh-oh, what game?
But, like, that's the thing. We don't play them together. I'll play Fallout, and then she'll play fucking Minecraft.
What does she play on?
PS4.
Oh.
Or 5. What? I think it's 4.
Why don't you just use her fucking PlayStation?
I mean, she lives far away, but yeah.
Have her fucking move in with you.
I don't know if we're there yet.
Long enough. You've been dating her just as long as I was dating Kelly when I moved in with her.
You guys are fucking nuts, dude.
It's the exact same thing.
And you had a more immediate situation. You had to move somewhere.
I did.
Yeah. But she plays Minecraft, dude. Which,
that's it?
Yeah.
You can play multiplayer.
But Minecraft's for, like, autistic, like, actually autistic people. Like, full circle.
I think autistic people just co-opt it. Like, video games are meant for cool alphas, and it gets co-opted by, like, you know, retard culture.
Yeah. The kids I work with, they play Minecraft, and I told them, I said, hey, my girlfriend plays Minecraft, and they all went like this.
Uh-oh.
Why? And I said, right? To them. And they all laughed at me.
Mm.
And they said, you're dating a boy. And I said, maybe.
You wish.
Sometimes. No, I'm not gay.
Nah.
If I wish I was gay, but I'm not. I don't wish.
You don't wish that on your worst enemy.
Right.
I don't wish being gay on my worst enemy.
I was talking to, shout out,
Max B.
You don't even know who Max B is, dude.
Yeah, but you say it all the fucking time.
I do
time.
Say it all the time. But Batboy, DM'd me about something.
Batboy.
He's a,
Is he that from Weekly World News, that fucking boy with the bald head?
No, he's a comedian from, I believe it's...
Oh, Rat Boy.
No, Bat
Rat Boy. James.
No, it's Bat Boy.
Shout out Rat Boy James.
I don't know who that is. But it's Bat Boy. Or is it Bat... Whatever.
It probably isn't, dude. I've never heard of this guy. Look it up.
You've never met him.
Jamie, pull that up.
Anyway, he's gay. And he asked me, and I said something about being gay in my story, and he was like, why aren't you gay? And I was like, I wish I was gay.
Oh, was it that one where it's like every time you make fun of Fortnite people for being gay, it's the... Yeah.
He DM'd me and said... Why you're not and said something about that. I was like, dude, I wish I was gay every day of my life. And
I laughed. In that story, a gay fucking guy I knew in college gave it a heart react.
That's funny.
It's like, all right, dude, relax.
Relax. It's not happening.
Isn't it funny, like, when, like, gay men, like, hit on you, it's like, okay, even if I was gay, it wouldn't be for you, dude.
Dude, that happened with the guy who books New York Comedy Club.
Uh-oh. You got blacklisted from there?
No. But I was with Pete Angelo, who is gay, and I was standing next to him, which, if you stand next to a gay person, they think you're gay.
Yeah, it's
so
gay by proxy. Dude.
This
That's
guy was also gay,
do.
And he's short, fat, and other parts of him are not attractive. Let's just say that. But he told me, he met me. He goes, hi, nice to meet you. He goes, you Pete's friend? I say, yes. He goes, you gay? I go, I am not. And he goes, oh. I said, yeah. He goes, you'd do great if you were gay. And I said, thank you, but I'm not. And he goes, you sure you're not gay? And I said, no. And he goes, if I had coke on me, you'd be gay. And I said, it's crazy that you think that, but no, I wouldn't. And he goes, yeah, you'd be gay. And he walked away. And in that moment, I thought, because he's the club guy, I wanted to go, no, I wouldn't be gay. If I was gay, I would fuck way hotter guys than you, because right. I'm way hotter than you as a guy in general.
The only reason I'd fuck you is to give you AIDS, because all gay people
have
AIDS.
He's a very ugly man, so the fact that he's so confident that coke would make me suck him off is crazy.
I mean, that's just like that's really just a testament to how vile the gay culture is.
Dude,
they get horny
after
dude.
It. Dude.
Well, it's like, cause like men are horny by bait. Like, so, and like, it's like so much more accessible.
Dude, and what gay dudes harass.
Yeah.
Harass to get laid. Like, they'll walk up to you and like smack your ass. Right. And they'll be like, yo, I'm not gay. And they'll be like, chill out. And you're like, this is what it's like to be a woman.
And they pull,
you're like, oh.
Nobody believes you. They accuse you of being, they gaslight you into thinking
like
you're
chill
wrong.
Out. And you're like, you just smacked my ass, dog. And they're like, whatever about it. And I'm like, no. I'm your prey, technically, and I don't want you touching my ass. So
this is the reason the Roman Empire fell.
Yeah, dude. You know? This is why people get a rope and a pickup truck. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. Matthew Shepard.
I don't know that one, but
you don't know Matthew Shepard, the Laramie Project.
Is that the famous one?
He was like this gay kid that they found him like killed, like they killed him and like basically like kind of hung him and like put him up on a fence, killed him,
yeah,
left him for dead. And they made the Laramie Project about it, and they were like saying like, oh, he's a victim of like a hate crime, blah blah blah. Later on, years later, it was revealed that, you know, it was like a drug deal went bad,
oh,
and
geez.
It was his gay lover that killed him and left him out there.
Oh, God.
And this is like after like the Laramie Project. And, you know, the cool thing is like they made a the play, the Laramie Project, about it, where it victimized and, you know, kind of idolizes like the gay culture. And it would always get protested by what is it? That one fucking church where like God hates fags, like that guy.
Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes, the Westboro Baptist Church was always just protesting it. And then like it turned out like it's like
they were right one time.
Yeah, they were like a little more right
no,
than
you did not right. They were 99.9% wrong, but
they weren't
0.1%
off. But yeah, that was the Laramie Project, Matthew Shepard. Rest in peace. You know,
yeah.
It's still like a bummer to get killed over that.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
especially if you just want to get fucking meth. But also, like, if I die, I don't want to be like martyred, and I don't want to be like a fucking Joe fucking loved fucking comedy, and like he's a martyr for comedy.
We're at the Joe Gorman open mic every day at the Bushwick Comedy Club. It's actually at 8 o'clock in honor for Joe.
Yikes.
Actually, we do it at 4 o'clock in honor of Joe.
Wouldn't that be cool?
So
like, it's only through death I get passed at that club.
They'll pass us eventually. Maybe.
I don't think so.
That's fine.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
It's fine. Maybe.
I'm opening my own club, dude.
Yeah, and if not, maybe a few one-star reviews show up someday.
Hey,
and,
maybe, dude.
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you can't track those accounts because they were made at the Bushwick Public Library. And
yeah, there you go, dude. Just make a VPN.
Well, what are you going to do? Like, yeah, we know you were at the Bushwick Pub. We know one of you from Bushwick is writing these because they're from the Bushwick Public Comedy Private Library. But who knows? Maybe someone will do that. Maybe they won't. Maybe someone's already drafted a few and they're just lazy.
Whatever happens, happens,
just
dude.
Just kidding.
Relax,
I don't know. I don't write my own jokes. You think I'm going to write a review about a club?
Yeah. All right. I mean, like, yeah, we shouldn't even have to review anything, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put in any.
Unless it's some of that puss, dude.
Yeah. 5-star review.
All day.
What do you got coming up?
Dude. Actually, dude, if you're hearing this, dude, I'll be on Off Leash in Philly. It's at Fergie's Pub, January 15th. Shout out Shane O'Connor. Yeah, Shane O'Connor and Sarah Bell. Those are the boys out in Philly. And the 25th of January, I'm at the Elbow Room doing a spot.
That's in Connecticut.
Message the Elbow Room to see if I could headline again this year. And you want to see what they wrote back? They wrote back again, and I like you, pool boy. He wrote back. I got to get back to you on that, just planning out the year, and hopefully you can make something happen. I'm a legend at the Elbow Room, pool boy. He calls me it every time I show up. Better get me a spot.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine, dude.
It is. I sent it back not manic, but, you know, hey, man.
You shouldn't have done that.
I didn't. It was nice. I said,
you just got to be like, all right, cool, hopefully next time. That's all you got to
do. I
do
that,
dude,
a lot. And I'm tired of doing that.
I mean, like, that's all this business is like pretending like to not be like fucking filled with like a murderous
rage.
Because it's like all you want to do is like just tell jokes.
Dude, and if you can't, you do want to grab the bookers and slam them into the floor.
It's like, don't, and like they're booking off of quotas.
I know.
Like, because like literally, like I didn't get a spot because it's like I already gave it to three guys. Like, remove it from one of those three dudes.
I told them I'll bring people.
I said I'll bring people. I'm like, dude, I'll definitely bring people. I have people. So. I don't know, man. Whatever, dude. I got nothing. Oh. I'm doing a show on Valentine's Day with Kelly Taylor. It's a very special show. I'll have more information on it as we solidify the date. But it is coming up. Me and Kelly Taylor. We're going to do a co-headlining thing. It'll be really, really cool.
Nice. You're also, as I saw it, because two other people I know are on it, and I'm going to come with you to that show because I like all the people on it. You're at like something with Nick Cara in April.
Oh, God, that's way out there.
I know. But it's with Chris Warren and Matt Lopes. And,
Yeah. So. You go get a spot on that.
I will. I'm going to.
You
want to just come? I'm either going to drive you or I'm going to
bother
Nick.
Message them and say, like, hey, I'm going to give Joe Gorman a ride. Get me a spot.
Yeah. If not, I'll kill Matt Lopes.
I'll
and it won't
you.
Be hard.
You'll get a spot, dude.
It won't be hard to kill
Matt
Lopes.
That's good. That figures out my transportation.
Hell yeah.
So we live another day.
Yeah. So we'll be on that show together now. Yeah.
There you go. It's Sherry Flyer.
Or I'll kill Matt Lopes.
and scalp like booked Chris so Warren and yeah. burn Nick Carr alive.
It's so far out, like he'll put it because he did the show, so yeah. he knows you.
I know. So, I'm choking. I wouldn't kill Matt Lopes. I like that.
You do what you got to do.
I mean, if I had to kill Matt Lopes, I would, and I would succeed. But I won't kill you, Matt. Yeah. I love you, and you know that.
So that's it. So I got a show in April, and I got a show in February, and that's it, dude. Maybe this is the end of comedy.
This
for
could
old
be
Joey
it, dude.
G.
We'll get it. We're in a little bit of a rut, but
huge
we just
rut
got
for the past 3 years. Fuck, COVID fucked everything up, dude. Like there was so much momentum going in to 2020, and some little fucking Chinese guy had to fuck it all up for everybody by eating a bat.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
It is a funny thing. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I was also doing pretty well before then. Too.
Everyone was doing
mentally
great.
And everything.
Everything was going great. Fucking COVID fucked everything up, and all of these shitty comics got really successful because they figured out social media.
Yeah.
Like, they used, the entire COVID pandemic. Like, before the pandemic, some comics had, 3,000 followers, and then at the end of the pandemic, they got, 50,000 followers, and that's the only thing that matters right now, and it's so...
We'll figure it out, bro. We just got to push through. We're going to do it. Dude.
We'll see what happens.
We will.
Or die trying.
That's the name of the pod.
Eat shit.
Fuck see you in hell, nerds.
Fuck
That's it.
You.
Yeah, fuck
We're
you.
We're done.
Bye-bye. Remax B.